This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
You dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, last night you had a Bitcoin-related story that I wanted to get to. We just didn't have enough time for it. So let's open up the show with that here tonight. For the listeners just, you know, maybe new to the concept, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency.
It's actually explained in this letter.
Okay, great. It's the first of its kind. It's amazing. We love it here on Free Talk Live. But there's a tragic situation behind the scenes involving two very dug-in sides, two opinions, two viewpoints on the way Bitcoin should move technologically into the future. And unfortunately, these two sides are sort of at war with one another. And despite the fact that the Bitcoin price continues to, over the last few months, go up to record highs, there's some real trouble afoot behind the scenes.
Price always trails functionality, you know? So it's trailing. And if Bitcoin's becoming less functional, then the price is liable to go down.
Which you would think.
None of us want. So this is an open...
That hasn't happened yet.
An open letter to Bitcoin miners. And miners are the people that run... You know, they used to be just... The Bitcoin was supposed to be the money of the people. Now miners are the separate group of people that manage to get subsidized electricity out in China, usually. And run huge warehouses full of computers to mine Bitcoin.
I didn't know China was subsidizing the electricity. I knew that was a Venezuelan thing.
I just
thought it was cheap in China.
Okay, fine, cheap.
Okay.
That's not a subsidy?
Right. You could be right. I don't know. Power costs different things in different places, not necessarily because of subsidies.
The gentleman says, my name is Jonald. His name is Jonald, actually.
Jonald?
Fuchball.
Okay.
And he says he's a Bitcoin investor. I bought my first Bitcoins in 2013, and I've been active in the Bitcoin Talk forums since March 2014. And I'm also a small business owner that actually uses Bitcoins for remittance payments, and I hold a degree in computer science. Since Bitcoin investors and miners need each other to succeed, I wanted to take a minute to reach out to you, the Bitcoin miner, and send you a sincere message from a real Bitcoiner. I'll cut right to the chase. I'm concerned. I believe we urgently need to find a scaling solution, and I believe the best solution is to increase the block size.
And the scaling is an issue, meaning that Bitcoin is popular. It has become, you know, it is the most popular cryptocurrency. It was the first one. There are a lot of people every moment of the day, all 24 hours of the day, who are hammering this system with requests for payments, to receive and send payments.
Yep.
And it has filled up to the point where it's taking the payments in the order, basically, in which they pay the most. So whichever ones pay the highest fee are the ones that are given the priority, which makes sense and everything, but unfortunately that has resulted the fact that it has not scaled, as he's proposing. The fact that the system has not scaled to handle this extra demand has resulted in what they call a fee market, meaning that people are bidding against one another, basically, in order to prioritize their transactions, and that has driven the fees up dramatically.
Right, and that sounds great if you're one of the people who makes money on the fees, and if you're not a person who makes money on the fees, what do you care if you don't use Bitcoin? But if you use Bitcoin, here's one of the problems. If Bitcoin was going to change the world and be the world's reserve currency and replace all of these archaic and frankly, evil government money systems. Now, I don't want to have to defend my statement regarding the government money systems being evil, but you can call in and discuss that with us at 855-450-3733 if you want to. But Bitcoin was supposed to change these things. It was designed by the designer, Satoshi Nakamoto, whether that was a person or a team, we don't know. It's just a pseudonym to do just that. Well, you can't buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin anymore because the transaction fee is liable to be more than the cup of coffee. Nobody's going to do that. So now you've cut out all the smaller purchases. Sure, the transaction fee is not a big deal if you're buying a car. If you're buying a house,
big deal, because the transaction fee doesn't scale up usually based on the price that you're sending.
Yep.
So it's going to be usually the same amount to send $1 worth of Bitcoin as it is to send $10,000 worth of Bitcoin. It just depends on a few different factors. The fee varies because of a technological aspect that has to do with how many different sources the money comes from. So it could be a little bit larger with a larger transaction, but not necessarily.
So he says, why should you listen to me? There's a huge amount of misinformation, dishonesty, and political agendas attached to the great scaling debate. This situation is serious, and there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, there's $30 billion worth of Bitcoin out there right now? There's a lot of money that has been invested, not just in the Bitcoin itself, but also in sort of the Bitcoin ecosystem, the different websites and technologies that have been developed around Bitcoin to make it easier to transact business with it. And by the way, the median fee, meaning half the fees are higher, half the fees are lower, about 2 weeks ago was 75 cents. According to bitcoinfees.co.21, bitcoinfees.21.co, right now you're looking at a median fee of approximately $1.60.
$1.60.
Like so it's doubled in the last 2 weeks.
It could be more than the cup of coffee you ordered.
Yeah.
Could be, depending on where you get coffee. Now it's like $2.50 for coffee. Jeez, it's crazy. Anyway, he says he's not beholden to any special interests. No one's paying me to write this. I'm not a contributor to any Bitcoin projects, but I'm quite familiar with the scaling topic because I've been following it now for some time. I'm knowledgeable. This has been going on for 2 years. Maybe even longer. I'm knowledgeable enough to clearly understand the technical details, and I've heard all the arguments from every side of the debate. I want to give you my honest, unbiased, unfiltered understanding of the situation. So let's start at the beginning. In 2008, Satoshi Nakamoto published a paper titled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. Everybody knows this, but the exact title needs to be repeated because today, even the most basic facets of Bitcoin are being challenged. Should really Bitcoin really be cash or instead digital gold? And if we follow,
it could be both, and that's the problem.
It's not going to be digital gold. It's a pipe dream.
But it could be both, is what I'm saying. There are people who want it to be digital gold and are trying to destroy its ability to be digital cash.
Yes.
But if you allow it to be digital cash,
it will be digital gold. Right. It won't be digital gold by itself, which is what many, what enough of the developers sort of from the Blockstream side seem to think. At least that's the portrayal that I get when I look at the screen caps on the internet. So maybe they've retracted some of the things they've said or refined them or whatever it is, but that's not what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And none of those people call in, right? They don't make a case. The only case I ever get to see is Roger Ver's ruining the Bitcoins, right? Like the other side seems to be only that, which I find absolutely ridiculous. There's no way one person could ruin Bitcoin. So anyway, going on.
I've been able to ruin the Liberty Movement, so maybe Roger has ruined Bitcoin.
I've helped. So if we follow Satoshi's plan, is it really peer-to-peer? Well, I can tell you it's not peer-to-peer right now. These questions come not so much from an open-minded inquiry, but rather from a biased agenda. This would have been inconceivable a few years ago. But now things have become so political that certain people even want to rewrite the Bitcoin white paper. Attempting to rewrite history has always been a favorite tactic of tyrannical elitists.
Mm.
Satoshi's vision, regardless of which side of the scaling debate you're on, it should not be contested that Satoshi always planned for and advocated for simple on-chain scaling solutions. When asked how Bitcoin would scale to Visa-like levels, he said, long before the network gets anywhere near as large as that, it would be safe for users to use simplified payment verification, Section 8, to check for double spending, which only requires having the chain of block headers about 12 kilobytes per day. Only people trying to create new coins would need to run network nodes. At first, most users would run network nodes, but as the network grows beyond a certain point, it would be left more and more to specialists with server farms of specialized hardware. A server farm would only need to have one node on the network, and the rest of the LAN connects with that one node.
Okay, it's getting a little technical.
Okay, you want to explain it?
I don't even want to try.
Okay.
That has to do with the nodes on the network, and
it's a quote.
He's saying that As the network gets larger, that the average user would not be able to run a node.
Satoshi's acknowledging that miners would exist and that miners wouldn't necessarily be just, you know, your average person with a laptop mine, that it would become specialized. I'll go on with the quote here in a moment.
All right, more coming up here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What is going to happen with the Bitcoin network? The future is in dispute at the moment. You're welcome to weigh in here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
All right, Mark, tell me about healthcare.
Well, healthcare is all messed up here in the United States, and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health and doesn't focus on sickness, because, well, if they treat you for sickness, then but give you nothing for being healthy, it incentivizes the illness. Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you proactive health assessments daily if you need them. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Where are you going to get that? A medical information card that you could give to EMS or other doctors or whomever that has all your information on it. That's pretty valuable. And they cover any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, it's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
All right, let's continue here, Mark. You are sharing with us an article written by somebody who wants to, I guess, communicate with the Bitcoin miners of the world, the people who are running the Bitcoin network, the people who are critical to the existence and the security of Bitcoin. That's what the miners do. They help make sure that the transactions are spent only once and that, you know, you can't fake out the system. And there's a very important role that these miners play, besides getting new Bitcoin for themselves. Bringing that into existence. They're doing that by helping secure the network. And unfortunately, most of the miners at this point are not on one side or the other of this conflict that's been going on behind the scenes. And it just seems like things are sitting still as Bitcoin tumbles in just the last 3 months, has tumbled in its market dominance. It used to have like 90% market dominance, or 85 to 90% about 3 months ago. It's now down below 50%. And that means that Bitcoin used to be, of all of the cryptocurrencies, the dominant player in the marketplace. It's still number one as far as it's still bigger than the others, but it's not bigger than the others combined. The others combined are now bigger than Bitcoin. And to me, you know, some people have tried to poo-poo that, like, oh, well, that's not a big deal. It just means the whole pie is growing.
That's a big deal.
But for people that want to see Bitcoin stay on top, it is a big deal. And it's starting to look like Bitcoin's not going to stay on top for much longer. You've got Ripple that is nipping at its toes. I think Ripple was at like 50% of Bitcoin's market cap.
I don't even know
cap.
What Ripple is.
I don't either. I can't explain it to you, but it's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a while, yeah, and it's very centralized, as I understand it.
It started shooting up recently.
Yeah, people have been looking at it. Litecoin, which was an also-ran for a very long time. People, you know, started paying attention to that and buying that. All these things, you know, it's just this great product, this great world-changing technology, and it still is a world-changing technology. It's just mm-hmm. that you know, it might be heading off to the dusty shelf of history here in the near future if things don't
right.
get fixed. The miners are either confused, they don't know, they're ignorant of what's going to happen. They don't care what's going to happen because they'll just milk this baby until it's dry and then switch it over to some other coin.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, you know, I don't know if there's any returning for Bitcoin. You know, then again, don't expect me to be able to predict the future.
Yeah, we don't know anything. We're just talk show hosts.
But
nobody knows how to predict the future of Bitcoin. But I can tell you, I feel like if the stalemate continues, that its future is not bright.
Right, and I think
the question is when.
It bears mentioning, Free Talk Live is sponsored by Bitcoin.com, which is a great news source for Bitcoin, but they are big proponents of the, what's the new name for the product? It's Emergent Consensus,
yeah.
Which is one of the sort of sides in this battle, I guess.
They used to call it Bitcoin Unlimited, so I'm not sure why the, you know, the new name, maybe because they don't want it to be behind a specific brand of software. Bitcoin Unlimited is kind of a competitor to the Bitcoin Core, the original Bitcoin.
Yeah. And but they're probably more like what Satoshi Nakamoto wanted than what Core.
That's what they would say. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this author here goes on to say, basically quote Satoshi Nakamoto. In this quote, Satoshi says, he expects miners to exist and doesn't say that they shouldn't. He also says that if the network were to get too big, then It would take several years, and by then, sending two HD movies over the internet would probably not seem like a big deal. So basically claiming that,
he's saying the network will, that the computer scale. Technology is going to go up at the same time as the network's capacity is going to go up. And so everybody who might be worried that the computers won't be able to handle Bitcoin, right. They're just not looking at the way technology develops.
Right. With that, there's no particular reason to keep Bitcoin the same size as far as scaling goes. This is what Satoshi's saying. I'm only trying to transmit that to people as it needed to be in 2009 when this technology was created.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been modified in 2010 or something. We're still talking 7 years ago. So disturbingly... This is very telling. Disturbingly, this simple quote from Satoshi was moderated, that's deleted, from the r Bitcoin Reddit page. The Bitcoin Reddit page deleted Satoshi's vision here.
That's pretty scary.
I'll revisit the censorship issue in a moment. Another important fact is that the current block size limit of 1 megabyte was intended to be a temporary measure. This was something everyone knew before the debate became politicized. One of the earliest code reviewers, Ray Dillinger, explained that he, Hal Finney, and Satoshi all agreed the limit was to be temporary. Satoshi also provided the means to raise the limit with his famous quote, "It can be phrased in. It can be phased in like, I don't know." He gives.
You have to wonder if Satoshi Nakamoto were to resurface now after I don't know what,
it'd be nice
seven
if he would.
6 years. Didn't he disappear at like 2011 or something? He launched Bitcoin, or she, we don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Satoshi launched Bitcoin in 2009, or the white paper was posted in 2008, and then she disappeared a couple years later. They just stopped posting. They kind of handed over the keys, supposedly, to Gavin Andreessen, who was a Free Talk Live listener. And
who was fired
supporter.
By the current devs.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
It's all just weird. I'm sorry. I mean, like, whatever side you're on in this one, and I'm trying not to have a side, but, like, one side looks like villains to me.
Mm. So, what would happen if Satoshi Nakamoto came back? Like, if he just, because he can prove, right? Like, anybody can come out there and say, I am the real Satoshi, but the real Satoshi would be able to prove himself by revealing his PGP key or whatever. There's, a way that he could prove that only he... That person posting is Satoshi. Like, even though we still wouldn't know who Satoshi is, Satoshi, that entity, could come back online, could post to the old Bitcoin Talk group or whatever, wherever it was that he was originally posting. I think it was like some sort of news group or something like that. And people would know that it was the real Satoshi. If the real Satoshi came out and said, I endorse Bitcoin Core, or I endorse, emergent consensus, you have to wonder if the other side would just be like, okay, well, Satoshi's back, or they would, still be dug in and like, Satoshi, you were wrong.
They're dug in because they can read the quotes.
Yeah.
They don't need Satoshi to come back.
And the question is, if he's dead, there's a possibility Satoshi is dead. So he may never come back.
The author says, sure, Satoshi isn't God. The point isn't to appeal to his authority, but simply to remember that Bitcoin always had a scaling plan in the first place, from the very beginning.
All right, there's more, I guess, from this guy?
Yes.
All right, more coming up here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With the ProPure water filters, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. If you'd like to try what might be the best pillow you'll ever use, near risk-free for 60 days, you can do that with MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off of this amazing pillow that is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer, and you can do it all for 50% off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. You can get one at half off, two for the price of one, however you want to look at it. Get your MyPillow now, and then you get the first 60 days to decide whether you want to keep it. If you, for whatever reason, you don't agree with us that it's an awesome pillow, you can send it back in, and then they'll send you your purchase price back. But if you keep it, and we expect that you will, because everybody so far has raved about theirs, it's guaranteed to last you for 10 years. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. Mark, you're sharing with us a story here. We're going to get back into it, but I want to bring Riley on the line. He is with us in Utah on Skype. Hello, Riley.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I wanted to talk a bit about the Free Talk Live Daily Digest that I've been doing for almost a year now. It'll be a year on May 23rd.
Wow. All right.
It's a 20 to 30 minute bit of audio that I take from Free Talk Live, and I've been doing it for about a year. I just want to mention that to the listeners in case they love Free Talk Live but don't have the time to actually listen to an entire episode.
Yeah, and it
thanks
is
for doing that, Riley.
An amazing load of work. I imagine it's at least a couple few hours per day that you're putting into that. And
I did a piece of audio that you put in that podcast recommending that people send you a little money your way, right?
Yep.
Good.
So what's going on?
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about was I have some wearable tech that I found that is useful for a blind person to use when they're out and about that will pick up when they are about to run into a tree branch or a sign that might be sticking out in the road. It's a pair of glasses that emits some sort of ultrasonic sound wave that when it returns to the glasses, it will cause the glasses to vibrate in order to alert you to something.
Cool.
I just wanted to bring that up because maybe someone else out there might want a pair if they're losing their vision or something.
What is the name of the product?
It's the Ultrasonic Glasses Mobility Aid from a company called Amputech.
So basically it like gives you the power of the dolphin, right? Because that's what dolphins
much.
Do.
Bats.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, echolocation. Very cool.
It's a pretty cool
thing.
Have
you had a chance to try it out? I mean, I haven't really thought of tree branches and signs being an issue, but I bet they are.
I haven't really taken them too much out in the wild, so to speak, yet, but I'll be doing that and probably doing a review of them at some point.
Now, is this designed to supplement the old, you know, blind man's stick that we've all seen?
Yeah, well, that doesn't go out in front of your face.
True.
Yeah, it's to supplement the cane or the guide dog, because sometimes guide dogs may miss things, and you don't always pick up something with your cane.
I see. Okay. Cool. I love it.
Which do you like
cool.
better, the cane or the guide dog, and why?
I actually use a cane. I prefer using a cane because guide dogs you actually have to take care of. You have to feed, and they're kind of expensive to take care of. If I were living on my own, I'd probably want a guide dog just for the companionship or possibly better navigation.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the product update. And by the way, for our listeners that want to try out the Digest, if you are subscribing to our podcast, if you subscribe to the full podcast, you're already receiving them. But if you want to just receive the Digest, there's a special RSS feed that is just for those episodes, and you can go and access all of our different feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. So you got one for the Digest only, you got one for full episodes only, you get the full feed, which has everything in it, including Edgington Post, which is your podcast, Mark, and then there's an Edgington Post only one, so you can have your Free Talk Live in whatever way that you want. And Riley, anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about Bitcoin.
Sure.
I've been using it for a little bit, and I'm kind of disappointed. Okay, not kind of, but I'm really disappointed that it's become so politicized. I wish people would just get their stuff together and be able to make Bitcoin work.
Don't we all? Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you were sharing with us a letter, an open letter to the Bitcoin miners of the world who... we'd like to see make up their mind and do something to try to save the Bitcoin currency.
It ultimately comes down to the miners.
Yeah.
The devs can develop whatever they want, but the miners are the ones that implement it. And right now, the miners are doing real well on fees with Bitcoin.
Median fee is $1.60 right now.
It's going to cost you $1.60 to get all your money out of Bitcoin and into Dash or whatever you're going into, and people are doing it.
Sure.
You know, I don't know what to say, but they are. So anyway, he points out what Satoshi would have liked, and he says, look, I'm not appealing to authority, but that's what Satoshi would have wanted. But the core devs had other ideas. The history of the current crop of Bitcoin core developers has been already summarized and described elsewhere. Explanations have been given for the unproductive scaling conferences, the broken Hong Kong agreements, and so on, but it should be extremely clear to everyone, based on years of their behavior and even their own words, that the core group does not want to scale Bitcoin with a simple block size increase. No, they don't. In fact, they and their supporters...
Which they could do right away. I mean, they could make that change, and the miners, I guess, would have to accept it, but...
Well, they wouldn't have to accept it, but they probably would because they're signaling core. So anyway, in fact, they and their supporters have done everything in their power to prevent this, including engaging in massive censorship. Their and a lot of people say, oh, censorship, what's that got to do with the issue? Well, I don't know, but this is communication is what's going to take to get from one place to another. And if one side is censoring communication, then you got a real problem. You go to the forums at Bitcoin.com. You're not going to get censored. You can have any opinion you want. You're not going to get censored. You go to Bitcoin Talk, the Bitcoin Talk forums. You go to the Reddit Bitcoin forum. You're going to get censored.
Right. The competitor to the Reddit Bitcoin forum, the one where the guy that wrote this article said a post from or that quoted Satoshi Nakamoto was deleted.
Yeah. Satoshi is getting deleted in the our Bitcoin forum.
Right. There's r/BTC, which is the competitor, the more open, censorship-free competitor there. So if you want a Reddit discussion that's not censored, then it's r/BTC.
So their primary arguments are as follows. It's problematic to raise the limit size because it requires a hard fork, which is difficult to coordinate. Bitcoin nodes should be inexpensive to run as possible. Otherwise, the decentralization of Bitcoin will be threatened. And without a constraint in the block size, Bitcoin won't be secure once subsidies, that's the block rewards, decline. None of these arguments have sufficient merit to forestall a block size increase. I'm not saying arguments are entirely without merit. Few things in life are ever 100% black and white. But we have to weigh the merits of these positions against the alternatives and against other factors in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Let's take them one at a time. Hard forks are dangerous is a myth. This is a prominent talking point in 2014 and 15. However, the truth is that the hard forks are not necessarily dangerous. Ian, you care to explain a hard fork?
Yeah, so as I understand it, the hard fork is where...
It split the software into two.
Yeah, I think that's what it usually entails, where you've got your Bitcoin
twice
software...
Twice as many Bitcoins!
You've got your Bitcoin software, and then there's this competitor out there that gathers all this miner support. The miners, if they support the competition, this emergent consensus, which is the major competitor right now to the status quo... then if enough miners come on board with that, they can sort of force the blockchain over there, but the other miners might want to keep the blockchain there, and the blockchain is the technology that backs Bitcoin, this distributed ledger. So they would then have two copies of that. I mean, there's already thousands of copies of this distributed ledger. That's why it's distributed. It's decentralized. But they would then have two sort of programs running two different copies of that distributed ledger. So there would be Bitcoin Core, and then there'd be Bitcoin Unlimited or Emergent Consensus. And ultimately, the changes that would be made from that point forward to each blockchain would not be reflected on the other blockchain. So you would then have two Bitcoins, if that were the case.
Yes.
And so he's going to say that's not a problem, and we'll see what he has to say here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex contacts employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, we got a lot of stuff that we can talk about tonight. We're in the midst of a Bitcoin discussion, looking at, you know, what's the future of Bitcoin going to be like with so much uncertainty out there. One man has written an open letter to the Bitcoin miners, and Mark, you're sharing the content there with us. We're going to get into more of that coming up here in moments. Also, you can share whatever's on your mind. Coming up, is it a death spiral for cars? Some people are saying by the year 2030, you probably won't own one. But let's get back into other technological futures, in this case, Bitcoin. Mark, you were about to address, or this gentleman who wrote this article, which appears where again? Do you mind sharing?
Yeah, sure. It's at medium.com.
Medium, okay. The guy who wrote this article is saying, hey, don't worry about this hard fork. That's just a bunch of fear-mongering, the idea that Bitcoin could split into two, that could cause a lot of confusion. I happen to think it would cause some confusion. But
hard fork sounds scary. It ends with a D and a K. Those are hard sounds.
Those are
hard
stuff.
Fork. Who wants that? People want a soft fork, even though soft fork really, you know, still sounds bad. Whatever it is.
No one wants to get forked.
Yes, forkings are bad. But however, the previous group of developers, including Gavin Andreessen, Jeff Garzik, and Mike Hearn, all supported upgrading Bitcoin with hard forks. Initially, the discussion was whether the new maximum block size would be 2 megabytes, 4 megabytes, or 8 megabytes.
See, the thing is, before you get into that, when I said before, the hard fork doesn't necessarily mean there would be two copies of Bitcoin. There's one possibility where if Bitcoin hard forks and there's enough support for the new Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Unlimited or whatever it would be called, then that may just kill the old blockchain. There are different reasons why that could happen, but basically if a bunch of miners defect from old Bitcoin and go into new Bitcoin, then old Bitcoin will be so weak and so, you know, unbacked by miner support that it would be easy to just crush it, essentially strangle it in its deathbed, ultimately, and then there would only be one blockchain after that. But it all depends.
You never know, and I wouldn't predict that, personally.
Me neither. But it could happen.
Anyway, what began as a minor difference of opinions between miners somehow snowballed into a potent meme that consensus scaling was going to be difficult. The miners started adding their own opinions about hard forks, creating additional friction. Yes, it is easy to claim that there is contention when you're among those being contentious. Core has no official leadership position or governance structure, and because of this, it's been easy. Core is the there's Bitcoin Unlimited,
the original group.
Yeah, well, it's not the original group. It's the original software that's been taken over by a new group.
Okay, good point. Yeah.
Anyway, because of this, it's been easy to justify an action by simply concluding that there's no consensus. And since they control the reference code repository, their refusal to raise the limit affects everyone else. In practice, Core does have leaders. How else could it be explained that SegWit has emerged into the code? Even if not
SegWit
activated,
is Segregated Witness, which is a proposal to help Bitcoin scale into the future.
Right, the other proposal for scaling. Not that it is exclusive to Bitcoin Unlimited or vice versa.
Right.
Even if not activated, with this practically without public debate. Really much at all. On one side, prominent Core developers have denied that Core decides what code is published and have denied that there is any leadership. This is an example of the kind of constant misinformation that's being generated on a daily basis. Back to the hard fork issues. Many altcoins like Monero have regular hard forks. Coordination between major players in an ecosystem is not a big challenge if everyone is on the same page. So far, I have not heard of a single problem with an altcoin that they had in performing a single upgrade via hard fork. So there's evidence that they can be done safely. Look, it happened to Ethereum, and Ethereum's doing fine.
Well, Ethereum had a hard fork, and now there are two Ethereums. There's Ethereum, and then there's Ethereum Classic.
Fine. Who cares?
And both of them are doing better.
Yes. In addition, if Core admits that their roadmap was eventually the block size will need to be increased, then why not do it now when it's badly needed? There's no logical reason why it would not would be more risky now than later.
Mm-hmm.
Decentralization myths. There are actually several myths surrounding the issue of decentralization. Let's address the obvious ones. The most ludicrous is all the users should be running full nodes idea. As others have explained, there's no security provided by the network by non-mining full nodes. This is going to be too much as an idiom.
If it gets too technical, it's going to be too much.
Basically, what he's saying is it's ludicrous to think that everybody needs to be a miner to be a Bitcoin user.
That's correct.
Yeah, so Bitcoin's Satoshi's white paper explains why most users do not need to run full nodes. I'm not going to read that quote.
Okay.
The idea that a lot of non-mining full nodes will make the network more decentralized because they can make the miners they can make sure the miners are behaving is erroneous.
So one of the claims from the side of the Bitcoin core, this status quo side, if you will, or the SegWit side, whatever you want to call them.
It's not even status quo, but go ahead.
I mean, right now they're the status quo because they can't get their SegWit thing pushed forward because they need 95% of that. But
the status quo was supposed to be temporary.
Yeah. So one of the arguments from the supporters of the the Bitcoin core is that if you look at the node count, because there's different counts of people out there who are involved in Bitcoin. There's the full node. So here at the LRN.fm studio, we have the studio computer and it's running a full node of the Bitcoin Unlimited software. Some people, thousands of people, are running full nodes of the Bitcoin core software. And the people who support sort of staying the course, going with the Bitcoin core direction, well, they will cite that, there's, 90%, or I don't know what the number is right now, but there's a large, a super majority of these core nodes out there. And they cite that as evidence that that's what Bitcoiners want. They say that if the average Bitcoiner wanted to go with Bitcoin Unlimited, they would do what we're doing, and that is run the Bitcoin Unlimited node software. On the other hand, there are more people running the Bitcoin Unlimited or emergent consensus than there are the SegWit. It's 40% to 34% right now. So they try to make it sound like, well, because all the nodes are this way, that means that's what people want. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know if all the nodes are that way because that's a choice that people have made, or if they're just that way because people are running that software because the Bitcoin Core software has been around for a long time and that's what they've always run, and they don't know even that much about the controversy, that they haven't even taken a position on it. Just sort of by default, they're running the original software.
I'm running Bitcoin Unlimited, and you shouldn't take my opinion on which one of these pieces of software is better. Right? Like, I don't like, one of the reasons I don't like voting,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump sitting in the White House is the reason I don't like voting. Right? Like, we had the worst choices we possibly could. We picked, they picked somebody between those two bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
Voting stinks, and most people who vote are ignoramuses. I'm an ignoramus when it comes to, Bitcoin software. I don't know which one's better and which one's worse. I can't look at code and tell you what's faulty and what works.
Right.
I don't know. But I can tell you that there's plenty of smart people who are supporting both sides. Now,
yep.
And it appears as though often there's misinformation that's put out. That says to me, if smart people are putting out misinformation, it says to me it's not because they're making a mistake, it's because they're lying. Okay? And once I feel like I've been lied to, I'm not going to team up with that side.
Mm.
Now, that's how an ignoramus is going to work, and I'm claiming to be one. So, but what is lacking here is a bunch of developers, software developers, thinking that they're going to, shove stuff down people's throats. And the market doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so my point being that the miners are the ones who are in this as a business. They're the ones who are, most of the miners are probably not doing it as a hobby. They're probably doing it to try to make some money. They're trying to win the Bitcoin awards, basically. They're trying to get the miners' fees. They want to get some more money in, and that's why they're doing this. So they have more of an interest to pay attention. They have more of an interest to choose a side, even though, again, most of them are not on one side or the other, it seems like, at this point. But they have more of an interest. They're more likely to have been vetting these softwares, considering this very seriously about which direction to go in the future, unlike the average Bitcoin node, which may just be, running software because they always have. So anyway, go ahead with more of the story, Mark.
Yeah, so he says, just as important, by the time that capacity increases, let's say from 3 transactions per second to 30 transactions per second, the network will be so large that it likely won't be any less decentralized, even if it costs more to run a node. At 3,000 transactions per second, Bitcoin would be a highly dominant global currency and making use of millions of data centers and servers available worldwide. This was always the plan. The alternative vision of Bitcoin holds decentralization risks that are worse. Many users are not aware of the decentralization risks that come with the small node, small block version of Bitcoin. That's what we currently have. Core's vision for Bitcoin is to transform the peer-to-peer cash system into some kind of settlement network. While this may be the way that to keep node costs minimal, most users would be economically forced off the main chain because they cannot compete with institutions for fees.
855-450-FREE. You may join us here. We are talking about the world of cryptocurrency and the future of Bitcoin. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Hour 2 coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.